Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello. We still got somebody on the air. It's a delightful soul. He's a veteran of Vietnam, yes. And so he's not a young'un anymore. Are you, Michael?
No, I'm 63, Roy.
Yes, I just can still
remember
that. I'm
young compared to you. Heck, I should feel like a young kid.
Yes, I have my oldest son is 62. Is that right, David? 62. And if I get to live to be 1,000, I think he'll be. Well, how old would you be then, David?
Well, the world. Hey, listen, the world.
We won't tell the difference
between
us. Much
better place if you live to be 1,000. I hope and pray that happens, Mr. Masters. I've been rather lisp in this conversation, rather frivolous at this point, but not really, because I'm really. This VA thing just makes me crazy, Roy, because...
No, please.
You know, when I first listened to you, remember I told you, or you probably don't, you might remember, but probably not, that when I was in that federal prison camp, and I was listening to you, and I heard you talking about, and I would lay in my bunk at night, and I would hear you talking about the fact that these bureaucracies had just shut your whole methodology down. And
try.
At the time I thought, well, you know, whatever. And then the more I listened to you, and now the more I've gotten into the practices that you prescribe, I realize why, because it destroys their whole structure.
It does. They want to kill me. But you know what happens?
Because I want to help other guys. I want to help.
Yes, but you can't help them. You cannot help. No,
listen,
Michael, stop.
I can't make them listen to your show.
No.
I keep telling you, did you listen to Roy yet?
No. Please. Michael, let me speak. I love to hear you, but what I hear isn't good. And so you can't look at the situation in the VA and throw up your hands and get frustrated. You have to be the example of what your compadres need to see. They need to see a little shine on you. If you were Jesus, if you were there in the days of Jesus, he would have an aura, but you couldn't see the aura, but you could pick him out in the crowd intuitively. And one person, a dark person who's dark, means violated, you know, angry and hostile and possessed, would hate you and want to kill you. See? And it's the same thing in America. But thank God America's got guns. America's got a good constitution. But you see, they're trying to take it away from you. And so that only, I'm bringing guns because you show you how clever they are. They go, they want to take away that Second Amendment because they want to fill their prison camps with us. And because we are helpless, that is the purpose of people who, they demoralize you, they degrade you, and then you, and they free you to have sex, you know, with animals, sex with, we are going that way. The whole idea is to encourage you to be demoralized, and all the strange pleasures that come of rising up to give us a sense of feeling, a sense of being alive, a sense of being worth. The whole world is like that. That's why you have to live in the world, but not of it. And if you want to save your veteran friends, you have to be an example of it. If you throw up your hands, it's over. You can't do it. You'll frustrate them. by trying to give them something you haven't got yourself. You have to have it yourself for the sake of them. And so, what can I say? Just sit quietly and just it will come to you. And when you have a situation, make sure you don't get upset with it. And forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they do. That's really true. They really don't know what they're doing. And it's what he said, the last thing he says. Forgive them, Father, for they fall not. Yes, they don't know what they do. This is the number of the program is 800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Hello, I'm talking to my good friend, even though we haven't met, only met on radio. He is a Vietnam vet with PTSD, but he's getting better. And he wants to help his buddies, but he can't help them just by instructions. Instructions, verbal instructions, don't do a thing. You have to represent the spirit of forgiveness and being forgiven. See, you have to find that as magical. And again, I come back to my opening salvo in the first hour. It's one thing. It's one thing. And it's either the one thing, the love of the world, and the other one thing is the love of who created the world and the universe. I suppose the same thing, aren't they? And so we are made in the image of God and the dark side of people that comes through the generations. Generations after generations is why you have warfare, because people lose their virtues and become angry and confused and hostile and want to get even and doing unto others what was done unto you, them, and so on. It goes on, and then you have people who are charlatans who rise to the occasion of the need and to give you love, to give you help, or to make you tear you to pieces and make you a whole lot worse and go fight and put a uniform on and fight good people. Because, you see, in America, if we were good people, really good people, strong people, people who have loved God, and we're not so promiscuous as we are, I'm sorry to say, for which reason we're losing our country. And we wouldn't be in this situation if we had elected a real man, which you're going to get one soon. I hope it's not too late. But you tended to go back to the scene of the crime. You tended to go to love that which rises in the world. It could be the dope pusher and your dopes, and it could be politics in which you're even more dopey, because you lose your whole, you don't just lose yourself, together you lose your whole country. That's why you got that scumbag in the White House. And if he doesn't like it, come and get me. No, don't you tell me to stop it, because that needs to be said. It's a freedom of speech.
Hold
he
on.
Doesn't work for me. Listen, Mark, David.
I want to make a point.
He doesn't work for me. No, he works for me. I don't
I get
work
that.
For him.
I get that.
Okay, that's the whole idea.
But you're better off being out here so you can say the things you want to say.
Well, of course, I have.
That's
great,
all.
Yeah, I'm not fighting. I'm just making a point of freedom of speech, and you need to call him for what he is.
But you don't need to challenge him to come get you. Keep calling,
no, I
keep
don't
calling
mind
him for what he is.
I have
is.
No problem with it. I
do.
No problem with it.
I do. I have a problem with it because I don't want you into jail.
I don't care. See, I really don't care. I just want to have him come and get me.
And by the way, you haven't done anything wrong.
No, I haven't. But it would be wrong to him. That's the problem. If he was a real president, he would just... He was, he might be just a crazy guy. But he doesn't like what I'm saying. And I want him to know that and get upset with me and do what he wants. That's what my goal is. You don't
I don't
know
think
that,
he listens to the radio on the golf course.
No, but he gets to know it. I'm just, it's anybody who doesn't, who likes him. There's something wrong with a person who likes him. They're mentally ill, but it's worse than that. There's no such thing as mental illness, really, except you get some kind of creature in it or infection, which is rare for the brain. So you, I don't know where to go from there. I'm just making a point. And we're going to go back to my friend here. Just for a minute. Michael, I had to stop you a little bit because you're tending to want to talk too much about your problem again as if you were still wringing your hands. You need to understand it's very easy to look at the fact when somebody is in trouble and when you see the people who are working at the Veterans Administration or where they are and not being treated properly, don't let it upset you. Because that's you have to be the example of not being upset. Forgive them. They don't know what you're doing, and you'll stand out. You'll glow. And you'll be able to speak up to them and not feel anything, but they will feel you. And the soldiers will look at you and say, how does he say these things? Well, I'd like to be like that. How did you listen to me? I'm on the radio. You don't know who I am, and all of a sudden, you're getting better. I don't put up my hands and say, oh, my God, the country's finished. I do say the country's almost finished, but I'm still here. And maybe I can, now I'm on the Facebook. Facebook, is it? Yes, Facebook. Maybe I can reach thousands, millions. So, Michael, God bless you. You call me again.
Hello. Roy?
Yes, you want one more thing to say to me?
Yeah, can I please ask you a pertinent question?
Yes,
regarding my transformation, I would say is maybe a good way to describe it.
It would be.
After talking to you, well, remember you may not remember, but the other night when I told you about my mom and my dad and
yes,
they were rather, I guess you'd say, old-fashioned, if for a term, I suppose. But earlier when I was listening to the girl, a lady before me, mm-hmm. and that was a good conversation.
It was.
You were talking about what. You know, your parents kind of exude a mechanical approach,
yes.
to things, and this is where I get confused a little bit, because my mom and my dad were my dad was so old fat. I mean, like I told you tonight, he was a really good man and a strong man and a moral, principled man.
No, you don't fool it.
He was very mechanical in his approach. In other words, hard work.
Yes.
Do what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
But he never promoted to me, other than sports, he never promoted to me any kind of free thinking or intuitive thinking.
He didn't have it. He invested it in sports. He uses sports as a distraction from his troubles. Lots of people do that. And music and anything. It's all drugs. Excitement. Drugs. That's it. Now, I give you my father that died at 42. And how we hardly spoke because he was busy and it was the depression in England. And... He is also a veteran from World War One, and so I don't know. He died early for some reason, because maybe that. But I asked him a question one day. I say, "Dad, what's the meaning of life?" And he says, "You have to find it yourself." Wow, that was all it took. Gave me freedom. You hear that? How nice that is. That was it, and I was free. And I didn't know I was free.
I don't understand, Roy, I guess, and I'm trying to.
No, don't try. You're not in the business of trying to help yourself.
I keep doing that. I keep doing that, and I shouldn't do
you
that.
You keep forgetting
I,
it.
Gosh, darn
of yourself, you can do
that.
Nothing. You can't heal yourself. It's not possible. And to keep on trying is silly. It is what you got, and all you need is to be aware of your thoughts. And are you walking along the street? I know you can have a walk sometimes. And I tell you how, I don't know what time is. I mean, I have no sense of time. I'm always aware. And if I have any thoughts, it's intuitive. See, because all the bad stuff disappeared, whatever it was, wasn't much. I had my exorcism a long time ago. I got it from my wife because she was filled with it. And so many women are without realizing it. I could talk to you about that's a subject matter I could really talk about, but not right now. So I have to talk to another person, Michael, but please don't when you sit quietly on that meditation, meditation, you can go to the cure stress part of it if you want to. You know what I'm talking about. But please, God doesn't need your help. You need his help. So the meditation gets you to be still enough so you're not ruffled around with your thoughts. The meditation does separate your consciousness, your spiritual consciousness, from being engaged with the monkey brain thinking.
I'm going to get there, and the next time I talk to you, you're not going to recognize my voice because I'm going to be so calm and so joyful, I hope, that you'll go, "Wow, who's that guy?"
I like that.
So thank you from the bottom of my heart, Roy.
I like that. Thank you. That will be my day you make. God bless you. We're going to take another call. Ladies and gentlemen, before I take this call, we got Patrick on the line. I just want to say, I need to grow. I don't want to sit here and just help a few people. I need to help my country. This is the country I chose. I'm born in England, but I came to America to see because I left it behind, because it was just full of brass bands and generals. And seems like things are getting worse here. And it's you're losing your virtues so rapidly that somewhere between 75% and 80% of you are divorced, and you've forgotten your vows. Through death do us part. I've been married 64 years, and she's no baby. She's a hell of a woman, and you can say that 3 times, but it made me stronger. I'm being tempted. I'm stressed, but my promise is kept. I'm not frustrated. She doesn't get it. She studies it, and I can't get it out of her, but I keep on. Word is trying is a bad word. I just stay the path and not lose my cool. And when she loses her cool, I stay cool. And still, so I get better. If she gets worse, it's her fault. See? And it's the same thing with you. When you deal with wrong people, you are giving enough love by who you are to be able to see who you are. And if a person may hate you for that from the beginning and try you, but you stand the ground with dignity So you doesn't seem to be phased at all, and you're not phased at all. And to the degree that you are doing that with everyone, God gives you more love till you are untouchable. Now we can take our calls. 800-866-8883. See what a wonderful program it is when people call. Intelligent beings. I'm looking for life on this earth. Is there life on this earth that understands my life? I'm looking. 800-866-8883. On Facebook, I'm there now. What? All right, here we are. So we're going to go to Patrick in Maine. Hello, Patrick. Is he there? He was there. Oh, what a shame. He said he'd stay, but he didn't. He just said he needed to. Oh, he did wait for a whole hour. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Well, oh, dear, dear, dear. Now what am I going to do? So... what was I talking about yesterday? Yes, as I was talking about... by the way, I'm on Facebook. It's only been 3 days now. I don't know what the numbers are today because my friend who is teaching me about these things. Oh, we do? Okay. Hello, Patrick. How are you doing, Orbeen?
Hello. Doing good. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a question.
What can I do? Yes, you can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear fine.
Okay, good. I can't hear you really good.
Yes, I'll speak as loud as I can.
Okay. When you have intuition, listening to it, how do you listen to your own intuition?
That's a good question. Good question. Yes, it's a good question.
But it... yeah, go ahead.
Well, you have eyes to see and to perceive. Those eyes have a dual purpose. The animals, they see, but they do not perceive through their eyes. In other words, let me find a word for it, because there isn't one for it. Environment. There's some kind of environment, like we're in an environment, but it's pure. There's some kind of environment as you are being inbreathed with it. It's there, even through trials and tribulations and your misery and suffering and your drunkenness and your the way you live, all the bad things you do. It's always there, knocking on your door, and its name is, it has a name to it. It's what's the word? Anxiety. The word is anxiety. The further you get from it, the further away you can get from fulfillment. The closer you get to it, the more you get fulfillment and a filling of life force for the purpose that God had from the very beginning, that apparently failed with Adam and Eve, but through one man's death through sin, spread through the human race, etc., etc. And all misery, and you may not like this, but it's a fact. And this does not mean I mean anything harmful to women, but they're all Eves, and they need a man that does not look to them as a mother. You've got to be very careful. I want to read something to you. Oh, it's here. No, it's not there. Oh, yes, here it is. This is from one of my books. Listen carefully to this. Would you mind? I want to read it to you.
Because yeah, I'm listening.
Are you married?
No. But just got out of a relationship, have a 6-year-old boy.
In other words, you've never been married?
Never been married, nope.
He needs
a father. Had a son out of wedlock, or what have you?
Yes, but that kid still needs a father.
Yeah.
This is the danger is that there's no mother and father. And the woman you messed up with is broken, and so are you.
Yes.
See that? But here it is. This is my book. I was looking at it today, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. And I wrote it in 1970. I published it in 1970. But here it is. This is in the middle of the book somewhere. In every wife, there's a mother, not only for her child, but to serve a husband's unrecognized need for a mother as well. A wife may have two sons, a natural son, and one through original sin, her husband. The fatal maleness is not pure or normal human state of being. Maleness owes its existence to femaleness and cannot exist except a female is encouraged to support it with her guile. For it was the presence of temptation in the female that originally caused man to fall from the spiritual man into what we call the natural man, or male. It's not a man, it's a male, like a male dog. And the woman is a bit witch, or bitch, if you like, because it's a female dog, when it's not really a woman anymore. You can fall lower than your stature, is what I'm trying to say. So, I'll say that again. For it was the presence of temptation in the female that originally caused man to fall from a spiritual man into the natural male, into the environmental stress that can eventually strip a man even from his maleness. Father compulsively fails in his loving responsibility towards his wife, and then because he inherits a need for her support, he places her in the ancient role of temptress female to assure and cater to both his physical needs and his ego needs. As a male, he needs the body presence of a female. As a sinner, he needs the reassuring temptations that lurk ominously inside that female body. Are you getting this? There's a dual need here. His maleness demands femaleness, and his ego demands the ancient ego companion. The male animal who needs and demands the female to be a female cannot tolerate an honest woman, for such a woman has no guile and does not play games with spinning dreams for proud egos. No longer a totally female, she is a human person, and that is something quite different from one thing. She cannot be used, and just as a pet takes on character from having been tamed by its owner's presence, she also takes on the character from the presence that's deep inside her, or ground of being, that is unfamiliar and even threatening to a proud man. Now, that's a whole lot of stuff. It's in my book, Understanding Sexuality. Yeah. You can read that.
It kind of lost me, but it lost me in the sense, exactly back to my question.
Exactly.
I don't listen, or... I think it hit me on the head, so like you hit the nail on the head.
Yes, I saved it for you. It's in the middle of the book.
I have intuition, but I can't even listen. And then when you just say what you said, you just read something to me, I can't even listen, or I interpret. Like, I can't even listen to my captain who gives me an order or a command.
Oh, you're in the military?
I didn't gravitate towards the military, but I gravitated to something military-like.
Yes, and listen, hold on, man. Don't go away. Yes, we'll be right back. Understand your pickle, You could hear it, but you couldn't. You just barely perceive what I'm saying.
I think I can listen, but I do something with correction, command, or even my own intuition.
I know that.
I listen, but then I do. Something happens that's like. It's like people see me, I have the ability, but then I portray an inability.
Well, let me just say, speak in terms of the answer to that. I was in the military, and had sergeants and, yes, sir. However, when I was in formation and doing what I'm told, the difference between me and the rest of them, see, my name was Obermeister in those days, so let me make it real. Obermeister, stay in shock. I don't react, but I stand at attention. I do as I told, but not because his mouth made me do it. I see that it's appropriate. The others are reacting, and their reaction will make them very vulnerable to being killed in battle. I am 10 times less likely to be killed in battle than those people who are reacting. It is like a magical thing. I remember, let me tell you a story. And why I tell the story, it was on, there's a program, it's two people all the time. It's been on the air for, it's still on the air for many, many years, and I can't remember it. I remember the discussion. It's a Jewish man, and this must be 50 years ago. And I just remember things that are important to me. But let me just take it another step further. There's a psalm, and it says, I don't remember all of it, but none shall, you shall, how can I say it? Nothing shall come unto you. 10,000 will fall on the left and 10,000 on the right, and the pestilence by night will not touch you. That is one of the, that's my very bad, but that is this person who's being interviewed gave me the impression, and I'll show you how. Just by his answering the question. And so the programmer said, well, when you were in the floating tank, what's the name of where they put all the soldiers in and the front part falls down and everybody runs onto the battlefield. Assault vehicle, yes. He says, while I was waiting there, did you feel afraid? He says, no. He says, you didn't feel afraid? No, I says, what did you feel? He says, I felt nothing. That man's not going to die. That's what he was saying to me. That man, others die, but somehow 10,000 will go to the left, etc., etc. You need to understand there's more that meets the eye.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I want to finish off with my military thing. So let me get back to my military. If I was to be caught up in a firefight, which it didn't happen, but if so, I would be the one more likely to survive than the others because they're reacting to the enemy. I would not. And so there was something else I wanted to say, and it's so much more important. Oh, yes. When the music comes on, I have these wonderful things I want to say to you. Oh, yes, here it is again. So the sergeant got the feeling that I could not, will not react to him. He wanted my soul. He got the others. And I got the others because I was able to hypnotize all of them. I had more power over them than the sergeant did. I could make them do anything. See that? Because they react to the sergeant, they also react to me. And the sergeant, well, he wasn't really a sergeant. He was a corporal, acting sergeant. See, so the fact that he was very crude, just like they always are, they would just yell and scream, that doesn't bother me. What it does, I'll do it. And so he can't really do anything to me. I do it. I'm smart. I salute. I present arms. I do it. I don't react. He didn't like that. And he got upset about it. I made such a fool of him, you have no idea. He got so angry. He got so angry at me. He wanted to turn the platoon against me because he couldn't get to me. So I had to go through the assault course, and the things were blowing up everywhere. He put an explosive underneath me, knowing it was, it blew me about 20 feet in the air, so to speak. Anyway, it didn't bother me. There's no fresh shrapnel or anything like that. But it still didn't bother me. It's like nothing happened. Oh, so that's interesting. That's my attitude. He's not happy with that. So he set the assault course to do it again and blamed it on me that we didn't do it right. That didn't bother me, but it bothered the guys. And so they picked a person to take me on. And they he was going to get me this time. There's a nice ending to it, an interesting ending to it. And so all the guys got angry because I'm the one that made them go around the assault course twice. And so they all surrounded me between the barracks. There's about, you know, maybe 100 there. And this guy is 260 pounds, if he's an ounce. And I said, okay, let's do it. Let's take off our tunics. I started to take mine off. And when he had his hands behind his back, I gave him a whack. And that was the end of him. That, excuse the expression, pissed off the sergeant again. He wasn't the sergeant. So now I'm demobilized. Okay, not demoralized. And I'm maybe 19, 20, 21, I forget. And I got off a little early because I was only breadwinner for my mother and brother. So I had only a dollar to spare every week, and it wasn't very much to go to a dance. And guess what? Who was there? He sees me coming in, and he's sitting here drinking some shandy or whatever it was. And this is the sound you made. It's you! See, I got him. See that? He didn't get me. I became stronger because of that. And every time I go through trial and tribulation, God is with me, and you can't get to me. See? And so even Jesus didn't have to make noises. And he suffered a lot, but he cried out, "Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what he was doing." What that sergeant was doing was taking my intuition away and making me a slave of the army. I didn't join the army to be a slave. I joined the army to serve. We need West Point. My stuff went. Lots of generals know me. I'm very well known in the upper echelon in America, well known. And so I can't tell you who and where. But we need this at West Point, that's what they're saying. They need what I have to say at West Point so they all go in as whole people, like the Israelis. They don't have the same kind of treatment to make a person smart and jump to attention. All intuition, they all love their country, that's all they need. That's all they need. And the training takes that away and increases the amount of people, soldiers that get killed tenfold. I know how to do this. I've done it. I've survived everything. And so now I'm going to survive this creature you got up there. The average American. So became so demoralized, they needed help from the person they elect. And it's called Obama. And they're drawn towards the worst. When you react to, if I was to react to that sergeant, I would have been in jail, all kinds of, but you see, instead of him affecting me, I affected him. And he couldn't do anything because I did the right thing. More than the right thing, I did it in the right way. And he's so rough inside. He's so used to everybody jumping around and saying, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And I didn't do that. I survived it. He didn't survive me. He probably dropped dead in his young age because I had learned. Yes, I'm still talking to him. I'm making the point. So I'm saying that is intuition. And I listen to my intuition as a matter of course. In other words, if I am reacting to people around me and they take me over, then my mind is filled with anger and frustration and going along to get along and being a bully and being bullied. No, I need to not have need for pleasure or not be angry with pain. If I can do that, I can survive as a real human being and live the purpose that God had created for me to live, as long as I'm not subject to the world. So your subjective to the world ruins your intuition, and all you need to understand is you've got to look at your anger and your judgments and your resentments and irritations and annoyance and getting your feelings hurt. You've got to... Meditation brings you to God, and you will have an instinct, not like an animal, but an instinct that... How can I say this? How can I say it? It's so hard to find the words for it.
What is the instinct when you meditate? Like, are they insights or the graces of God? Is it intuition?
Right.
Like, what are you trying to...
Well, look, you learned English. Do you remember learning it? No. Did anybody teach you it? No, you've seen it for yourself. You even understood the meanings of what your parents are saying with other people, all by yourself. A dog's only whimper. That's it. And you understand what they're doing. Human beings have two ways of living, in the world and of it, and in the world and not of it, which one you would choose. And what does it mean, not of it? It means you have God as something special for humans, something very special. Every creature has instinct and dies. Instinct doesn't help a lot. It just helps them to be stronger and meaner, or clever or foxy, and develop all kinds of machinery to whatever it is, and it still doesn't always work, but the survivals breed, and so on and so forth. Human beings, even though you're a 90-pound person, you can be stronger than a 260-pound man or beast. I mean that.
Yeah.
And that is, it's a power inside you that cannot be overcome. You overcome not because you can do it, because it's moving through you, and and through you they encounter God. They don't know it, but they get upset because they can't upset you, and the good kills the dark side, in a manner of speaking. Kills. They get upset. They can't upset you. That's the key, and that's how you have to deal with Obama and all the rest of the buggers here. Excuse the expression. You need to understand the whole idea is to get you upset and make you ill and come to your rescue. And the cure is worse than the disease. And you're finished. So I'm giving you so many different ways so you can grasp it. Just be still and know. The meditation is 7 minutes, and half of you will get it and the other half will go to hell.
I've been meditating for 2 months.
Okay. What's going to happen is that you're going to start to notice your thoughts. And your memories will come up where you didn't do right. And you say, oh, I see that. And you begin happy to see it. Yes, when you're not happy to see it, it's dangerous. You suppress it. It's because you're in the possession of something dark. You're not listening to, in other words, it doesn't like. Everybody has an it. They think it's them, but it's nothing in them because something comes through the generations, through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. And they come into culture, and culture gets into us, and for a time we are broken and brought broken, and we try our best. But in most countries you can't get the answer. In America, you could get the answer because we have a free radio. We're free, and it's with radio. I couldn't be in England. They wouldn't let you. They only just let me be on radio just a few months ago. That's it. I've been on radio for 55 years. And the left, the journalists, are wicked. They lie. That's the only thing you can get information from. And the teachers lie. Most of them, not all too many. The preachers lie. Well, they're telling the truth, but they're shoving it down your throat and making you dependent on the spoken word. I'm not welcome in any church, really, because they can sense me. They can see me. And I can talk to them better than they can talk to me. And I say, I don't need a preacher. I don't need a rabbi. I have intuition. I have God himself. I have Jesus himself or his angels, one of the two. I can't tell you what it is, but I know what to do when I need to do it. And I don't have to plan anything. It's all planned for me. In a sense, all I need to do on any situation is trust in God and not react to the bad guy. And that kills him. I say to you and everybody listening, here's the example. You'll notice that if anybody wants to bully you, they will tease you. They will push you. They will say bad things to you. They want to arouse you. And if you get upset and you give in, you're finished. And if you get angry, you're also finished. They know that you belong to them. Okay. Now, do you understand, Patrick? I'm going all around the mulberry bush. I'm saying it in 100 different ways.
Yeah, I don't even dare to say I understand. I just...
No, you only have to witness it. You only have to see where I'm coming from. That's all. You don't have to... Am I coming from a good place or not?
Yes, I feel a little lighter. I feel a little...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's happy. I don't...
Yeah, that's what the other lady said. You're not a lady, of course.
I would love to be able to... The last few sentences, and you said, you know what to do when a situation arises.
Without planning.
Nothing
surprises.
I'd love to be there.
Nothing
someday.
Surprises.
I really, really would.
Yeah, that's what that's what you get. So how do I know? See, I don't know you. You don't know me.
No.
I don't know what's going to come next. I don't care. Whatever it is, I have an answer to it. If you're rude, if you take me to jail, whatever it is, I'll do well in the jail. I've been in jail one time in the Institute of Hypnosis. I was doing so good, because I wasn't doing hypnotism anymore. I'd already discovered this, the Bible and understanding that hypnosis is sin. It's trauma. And it's the continuum of trauma. If you understand hypnosis, you're able to get into a person by intimidating them. That's it. And you get so good at it that they will do as they're told because they're subject to that kind of spirit. I don't have that kind of spirit. That's why I could see what was wrong with hypnosis. It's the problem for everybody on the human race. It's sin.
Yeah.
We're born innocent and we born into the country, into the culture. You can always say you could take the country out of the boy, but the boy. You take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. That's what's wrong with you. Nothing else but that. All you need to have is to find that country within inside yourself. that made the country, that made the universe. See, that's what you need to do, and you be still, and it catches up with you. And so when it catches up with you, you start to say, oh, I see that. You see that, and then, or you find yourself not being angry at people when you normally would. You say, how'd that happen? And it has a different effect on the person and a different effect on you. See, you're projecting forgiveness. Forgive, to give before, to be ready for those things. I'm ready for it. How about you? It's America, you know. It's okay to be good. It's okay to be decent. It's okay to laugh at all the people that think they know.
Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right, so Patrick, are we through? You got a little bit of a message there? What did you
get? I got a lot of message. I'm going to try to sit with it or be still with it.
All right, don't mess with women anymore. Take care of that little kid.
Exactly. Thank you.
And marry her if necessary.
Marry her if I have to? What?
Well, you do need to have. He needs to be a father. Otherwise, she's going to bring him up with another man who doesn't care for that boy.
Yeah.
Offer to help. You need to marry her. You loved enough to get sex. Well, she gave it to you, and look what you got.
Yeah.
Look what happened. Horror. That's because you lack virtue. You're too easy. Listen to this again. I'm just going to write one paragraph. In every wife, there's a mother. Not only for her child, but to serve a husband's unrecognized need for a mother as well. A wife may have two sons, a natural son, and one through original sin, her husband. The total maleness is not pure or normal human state of being. Maleness owes its existence to femaleness and cannot exist unless a female is encouraged to support it with a guile. There it is. For it was the presence of temptation in the female that originally caused the man to fall from the spiritual man to the animal man. He saw he was naked. See that? Do I need to say more?
No.
It's the Eve. You don't want to mess with Eve, whether you're married or not married. And to be very careful with your hungers, which are abnormal, like a dog. Even a dog knows the season, and men don't.
So when does a man know to have sex?
You will know, and you know not to. So leave it alone. So, be a gentleman.
To like not have sex and not. I mean, some women get crazy at sex. So, but that's an expression of the man. But can you? It's okay to say no. We're not.
I want you to understand that every woman that you marry, you meet, is a beautiful child.
Yeah.
So, ladies, you stop getting angry with me now. See, there's a if you have a daughter. And she was just, she's beautiful, she's 15, 16. You want somebody like you to mess with her? Would you put up with that?
No.
You wouldn't, would you? So you have an innocence in you, don't you? So now I understand that when you're messing with somebody, that girl, it's somebody else's daughter, but the father didn't care much about that, or the mother.
Yeah.
And so therefore you take advantage of her. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Just for your pleasure. It makes you think you're a man, but you're having sex with your mother. Sooner or later, if you stay with her long, she'll preside over you, even when you get mad. If you get angry, she makes you angry, and she gives in to you all the time. You go crazier and crazier and crazier, hungrier and hungrier. And then she'll keep giving you and giving you, but feel deep down inside, the dark side will say, see, you've turned him into a real animal. Jolly good show.
Yeah.
And you can die too.
Yeah.
That's dramatic.
Thank you.
All right. It's fun tonight. I'm all over the place, I know, but it doesn't come out right if it's not all over the place. It's everywhere the same. I remember I started my program by saying, there's only one thing, and it's everything. Is everything rotten or everything good? Which one do you want? You can choose this. See, because you never sinned. You were born into sin. Let's get it straight. You tell your stupid preachers, excuse me, and your rabbis that we're born into culture, into sin. The culture is the atmosphere. And you are innocent and you lose it for a while. You're a little baby. You're still a child. But you still get to a point where you see what's wrong with your parent, what's wrong with the school, and but others don't because they're already programmed. We have America. Half of us may be okay. I don't know about the other half. But you see, if you put me on the air, they won't touch me. You put me on the air and you put me all over the place. You won't see me flinch. But they will, the whole bloody lot. And I would like you to be that way. Americans who love this country and love God. If you love God, who can mess with you? Don't you see? Well, let's see. I've got 3 minutes. Can I give you... Can you take a note down for me, please? I'm on... Webface. What's the name? Webface. Spacebook. I've got it wrong. Yes. Spacebook. Facebook. I'm old. You can't help it. I am. I can't hear myself. But Google, according to a gentleman who took enough time to listen to me and tweet me. I don't know if it's a tweet. That's the right word. He says, but Google, what was it? What was the one I was talking about? Is it Google? No, but Google is the way you get to Facebook, right? He says, when you get there, it says oh dear, my FHU.com. Yes. Okay, I can't think of the word, so just wait a little after the book. No noise in the music finishes. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I'm a little bit worn out now, so I'm going to have a bite to eat. Let this music soothe my savage beast. Thank you very much for supporting me. 800-877-3227. Would you call tomorrow and let people know? If you would like to open your checkbook, a lot of you don't have much money, so you'd survive it. So don't worry about that. But if you're doing well, you want to send something, it doesn't have to be a lot. Make it regular. Thank you. It's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And the website, which I was falling over, is FHU.com. FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding. And you can get the 7-minute meditation down for free and load it up into your iPhone and your iPods, whatever you call them. Androids, so thank you. And... let me see, that's about it. Say goodnight to you. Thank you very much for listening. And see if you can find that one thing. Be still and know. And pretty soon you will.